Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I'm delighted to speak with Roxanda Ilincic. Roxanda is one of the most recognizable fashion designers in London, dressing royalty to celebrity and everybody in between for over 15 years. But she is also a dedicated philanthropist and a stalwart supporter of the MAC Viva Glam campaign. In our podcast, we speak about her long-standing relationship with MAC, the incredible fundraising efforts of Viva Glam, as well as the realities of life for a designer in 2020. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Well, Roxanda, I am so delighted to chat to you today because I've long been a fan of your collections and your incredible talent. So a big welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan of Brown Thomas to start with. And of course, this wonderful initiative, Viva Glam, that's been going on for such a long time, yes. 26 years. So I'm super excited to be here and to be discussing everything.
Well, we're dying to talk about the Viva Glam campaign because, you know, it is just outstanding what they've achieved. But how's life for you at the moment? How is everything in the Roxanda headquarters at the moment in this crazy year we've had?
Yes, it's been definitely a crazy year, definitely unprecedented, something that none of us could even imagine in our wildest dreams or nightmares, shall I say. So it's been quite a challenging year, I must say. I'm here actually right now in my studio, but I'm the only person that is here. But I think that things are looking still positive and optimistic. Vaccine is on its way, and we can see movement in terms of people kind of slightly being used to situation and wanting to find optimism and wanting to kind of enjoy life no matter what the circumstances are. And I think that kind of innate desire to make some beauty in life, no matter how hard it is, I think is what keeps us human and what keeps us alive. So yes, I'm glad that I'm kind of experiencing all of that at the moment as well.
Yeah, and you've a huge team. You have a team of about 35, I believe. So what's it been like managing that during this time?
Well, it's been hard. As I said, you know, we've been 1 week kind of literally discussing massive expansions and exciting projects and exciting collaboration. The following week was, as we all know, like a doom and gloom. Yeah. So it's been interesting year, but year that also, I must say, brought many good things in a kind of forefront as well. And I think, again, it's very interesting how bad things can bring good things as well, and how it's very important that all of us are championing those good things and kind of trying to preserve them even in the future when times do become a bit more normal. So, for example, you know, community became so important, like a well-being of all of us became so important. Balance between life and work definitely changed so drastically and radically in those days. So I think it's going to be very interesting kind of looking forward, how is this going to continue and how some things that simply suffered in the past so much are hopefully not going to suffer as much. So, yes, as I said, it's time that you know, there is a silver lining to everything, I would say.
Yeah. And you've spoken about that before. You're a mother, you're running a global brand, and to achieve that balance has been something that you've found tricky at times. So do you think you have a better handle on it now, given that, you know, home life is so important to everybody?
Yes, I think that was one of the best things that lockdown has brought to all of us. Obviously, is that kind of family time that literally kind of became much more important than ever before, because simply we had luxury of time. And I think for all of us that were lucky enough not to get serious illnesses within a family, and honestly, I said very, very lucky, we were able to, shall I be naughty and say, enjoy it in a bigger way than before. Minus the homeschooling, which was obviously a very, very big challenge for all the parents that are out there listening all of this. But I think just being able to spend the time with the family and spend it in a way that is very kind of quality time, like doing things that you would never, ever have a time before to do, was really rewarding and as I said, put things in a different perspective. I think sometimes our busy lifestyles were not even allowing us to stop or reflect or think about certain things. And I think that lockdown has brought that reflection into our lives. It was almost like looking at the mirror, challenging everything, asking ourselves questions of what is important and what is not important. And family, community, humanity, helping others are definitely things that were highlighted so much during this lockdown.
When I think of your style and your aesthetic, it's bright, vivid colors and the most luxurious fabric. So I can only imagine your work from home look. Like, that's what I want to be wearing when I'm stuck at home in working from a home office. So what's your work from home look like?
Yes, I love this question. Well, it was very interesting that right before the lockdown, I designed a lovely collection collaboration with Lululemon, which was very interesting merge of activewear and sportswear with couture dressing, I would say. And it was such a wonderful collaboration that was actually in a store just before the lockdown. And I would never even think that that would be my kind of staple wardrobe for kind of following 3 months, but it did become this. So everything from kind of, you know, taking the walks in outwear that was designed for them to kind of lounging in a house in their kind of color blocked and amazing kind of relaxed loungewear. So that was mainly what I was wearing, to be honest. And of course, some of Roxanda more laid back knitwear pieces, which were always like a staples in my collection, but they became almost staples of my days. But I must say that I love to dress up. I kind of feel that getting dressed up in the morning, putting amazing outfit, even if there's nowhere to go, or even if there's nobody around you, I think we are important as a people to ourselves. And I think that kind of well-being or our minds and bodies and being happy with ourselves is so important. And that's why we should dress up, you know, to kind of please ourselves and nobody else. And that is my big motto. Yeah. And that's what I also used to do during the lockdown, just simply kind of dress up depending on my mood. So I would get up in the morning, and if I felt I want to put a wonderful dress on or a wonderful suit that, you know, I designed and had in my wardrobe and didn't get a chance to wear it, I would literally do it. And I think it was a great way to kind of go through the lockdown and to keep myself happy and optimistic.
And I think we're all itching to get out of the lycra now. So, like, I think with Christmas around the corner, we will be more than ever excited, even if we're not going anywhere, just to get dressed up and to put on that beautiful dress. We kind of need it now.
Definitely. I think more than ever.
And so you've had this wonderful relationship with MAC, and that's why I'm so lucky to speak to you today, because of this long-standing relationship with MAC. Also, you know, you mentioned humanity and giving back, and that's what MAC do so effectively and so incredibly with the Viva Glam campaign. So I'm dying to talk to you about that. But for me, and for most people listening probably, MAC was that original beauty brand, you know, whether it was, you know, the first lip gloss you bought or the reliable Ruby Woo that you go to, there's always a product with MAC that kind of evokes a memory. So for you, which is that product? What is the product that most that you keep going for?
Well, I'm a person that is known for a constant use of her kind of like a red lipstick. I always wore red lipstick, and I'm always in that kind of search of a perfect red shade. And I remember when I came to London many, many years ago, I was obviously still in search of something new and something exciting. And to me, Lady Danger is definitely that kind of almost like a shocking red that is between red and orange, almost kind of bright poppy accent on your face, that was something that I like immediately was drawn to and kind of fell in love with. And it really became my signature for kind of very, very, very long time. And it's you know, really privilege, and shall I say, I'm being spoiled by working with MAC, because obviously now I'm having many, many shades of red that I'm using. But I must say that Lady Danger is always something that I'm going to be turning to.
Yeah. And you've worked with them for so many years. And so, you know, they've created those flawless looks backstage for your Fashion Week collection. Tell me about that process then, when you're backstage or when they're backstage at Fashion Week. How do you go about together creating the look that will best complement your collection?
Well, I think that beauty look, it's really that kind of like a last touch that really brings your collection to life. It gives that kind of total look that it's almost like a cherry on the top of the cake. Usually it's a long process that happens several days before the show. I would have hair and makeup tests done, as I said, like a few days before the show with the whole team. We would discuss different options, obviously, what my vision is, what we think that together we can achieve, what are the best results, and above all, who is the woman, who are we talking to, what are we trying to achieve. And I love to have the certain connection with the audience, with the customers. I like them when they see my pieces to feel immediately that they want to wear them, that they want to be that woman. I don't like to create like a bridge or the wall between what's happening on a catwalk and what's happening in the real life.
Yeah.
And therefore, that kind of flawless look, like a beautiful complexion and a beautiful makeup and hair, are for me very, very important. But it's also important that they feel real. And I think that often creating that real look, it's sometimes much harder than creating something that is a bit more theatrical, but maybe less real. And I go through great lengths with MAC team in kind of developing that, and particularly that kind of always kind of healthy glow that my girls are having. I love that kind of beautiful, flawless, but very, very healthy skin. And you know, something that it's there for everybody to enjoy and to feel. So, as I said, you know, we would do those looks before the show and try and experiment and try them with my outfits and try them on usually two different girls with different skin complexions so that we can see what works the best. And then obviously backstage, there is always kind of a little bit of stress, a little bit of shortage of time to do everything on the day. And we would have a rehearsal with all the lights and with the music and with all the girls kind of being done. And then we have like a slight adjustment if necessary, because sometimes lights can change perception of the makeup. And then the show starts, and everybody are usually looking perfect with basically hair and makeup team being there literally next to me and doing those finishing touches just before girls walk out. And I think that's always kind of a very special moment for me, I must say, when, you know, just that last second before the girls enters the stage.
Yeah, I would imagine that, you know, you politely said it could be a bit stressful. I would say it's chaos backstage sometimes when there's so much
yes.
to have a brand like MAC just leading the way has to be very reassuring that at least, you know, that's covered, that's taken care of.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you are working with the best, and you know that it's not just professionalism that you would get from them, but extreme creativity and the team that is working like one. And I think that unity in a team is very, very important, because you have a leading artist that is obviously leading the team, but every single member of the team is important, because everybody are working on a different girls, and it's very important that each and one of them are looking immaculate and their best. And I know that I will always get that from Max. So yes,
yeah,
very spoiled to be working with them.
And your use of color is renowned and very celebrated in the industry. So what does color do for you, even if it's a red lipstick or if it's a beautifully vivid silk dress that you're so well known for? What does color, how does it make you feel?
Color for me, it's literally my big passion. I come from a country, from Serbia, that has very warm summers, lots of vegetation, lots of fruits, vegetables, markets. There is a big vibrancy happening there. And I think it was just embedded in me, really, when I was growing up. It was everywhere around me, and I loved it. And it creates comfort, it creates optimism, and creates a certain strength. And I always felt that it's some hidden tool that I had that just comes to me almost intuitively. It's really interesting because when I do my color palettes, I don't think very much about them. I just do them. I just do how I feel and what I feel. And, you know, often they've been criticized. Not everybody likes them. People sometimes feel that they're too bold, that they're too jarring, that they're too unusual. But as I said, I always follow my guts and I just feel when the things are right. And it's as I said, I think that color is something that we also communicate through. I think it can lift up our spirit. We can say many things with the colors that we are wearing. And I think now in a digital era when everything is happening over the screens, I think color is more important than ever before. Mm-hmm. Because almost that kind of like elegant black dress that was ruling for so many years almost slowly disappeared because majority of the things that we see now, we see through the screen, and the screen is actually celebrating color. So that is one of the pluses of our digital, digital time that we live in.
We need the color. And, you know, in terms of communicating something, I remember really well your autumn winter collection in 17, and you used red so much. And you said you used it to inspire a sense of revolution, like a woman fighting for her rights, essentially. And I think that's why the Viva Glam lipsticks in their beautiful reds really are inspirational, I think, you know. So you're very much aligned in your approach to color, both yourself in your collections and Viva Glam also.
Yes, well, I think that red lipstick and red color always represented a certain strength, but also individuality and rebellion part of a woman. So, for example, when you look back through the history, suffragettes were all wearing red lipsticks to show their strength and also that they are coming out as a new woman, new independent woman. They were dressed in a different way. They started to kind of wear trousers and to fight that they, as a woman, have all the rights, the same as men, and that red lipstick represent their color and this way of individuality and, as I said, rebellion in a way.
Yeah.
And I also feel that kind of in all my collection when I use red, it's a color of strength, but also very feminine color of love. You know, I see it almost as this kind of dual connection of something that is very nurturing and sheltering and very feminine and also very strong and powerful. And something that inspired fight for the good cause. So there are many, many good symbolism that are connected to that red lipstick and a red color. So for MAC to use it as their kind of signature for Viva Glam, it's totally appropriate and perfect choice.
And you mentioned fighting for the good cause. So, you know, the statistics around Viva Glam are absolutely incredible. It's just such a wonderful campaign. I actually spoke to Terry Barber last year. He was on the podcast also. So they've raised $500 million, helped 19 million people. 4 million has been raised for Irish charities alone. Like it just must feel special to be part of something and to be an advocate for this campaign.
Absolutely. I think that Viva Glam is probably the charity that I'm most fond of, that MAC are supporting. And like, just don't forget to actually say that they're supporting so many charities. But like, Viva Glam was always so close to my heart because it represents many beliefs that I hold very dear. It's about inclusivity. It's about diversity. It's about individuality. But above all, it's about supporting people who need support. And I think that in those times that we live, this is important more than ever.
What advice would you give people who want to help and want to get involved?
Well, I think that there is like two ways to support. So I think that first is very a personal level. And I think it's about changing our individual perspectives and inspiring the idea of coming together. I keep repeating this coming together community, but I think important more than ever. So it's really about embracing communities with all the different backgrounds, with all the different classes, with the different genders. And I think that we feel that we are kind of breaking the boundaries and getting ahead with this, but we are still a long way to go. And therefore, I think becoming ambassador and representing those all those things, it's very, very, very important. And secondly, it's simply by it's basically by donating the money and supporting the campaign through buying a Viva Glam lipstick, because 100% actually goes back to societies and communities who are affected by HIV. And I think it's very important to do this, because obviously by doing both of those things, championing, talking about people, opening the doors, changing the certain wrong perception that are unfortunately still, you know, still here with us. And, yeah. And unfortunately this year we could see it more than ever, mm-hmm. how deep embedded in our society all those bad beliefs still are. So I think it's very important to champion, fight against them, and simply buy the product and donate the money directly.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, you know, the importance of this campaign for celebrating diversity and inclusivity. And MAC has always been a brand for people who perhaps felt like they didn't fit the mold. In contrast, then, your career and the creation of this beautiful label, Roxanda, appears to have evolved very elegantly. But have there been moments along the way where you've identified with that struggle?
Oh my God, it's really interesting that you're saying that it seems that I just kind of evolved so elegantly, yeah. Because, oh my God, there's been a struggle. I don't think that anything comes easy in this yeah. life to kind of anybody. Obviously, I was very, very lucky to have a huge support of my kind of parents and, you know, my husband and many people that were around me in the early days, many people from industry, but still, you come across so many obstacles and you have to kind of, you know, I started to see all of my successes, that for every success, there's many, many failures that happened before that. And it's just the nature of the business, of fashion, of society that we live in. It's just life, I would say. So I don't think that anybody gets things kind of quick and easy, but I'm glad in a way that maybe it does appear that things came.
It does. You're like
very, very smoothly. Yeah. I think what is very important to kind of believe yourself and don't kind of give up because there are struggles around. And when I actually look at people who had things much harder than me and, you know, people who are still struggling, going back to this wonderful Viva Glam campaign, like, for example, campaigners for LGBTQ plus rights, like Marsha Johnson or Sylvia Riviera, or in our time, Munro Bergdorf, you know, there's so many of them that are obviously having much, much harder time than me and fighting and getting the message across. And it's very, very positive and very inspiring way to look at life and to look at people and just to support. You know, I would just kind of keep repeating support, support, because that is so important for all of us. Life is not easy. We all have struggles and it's important that we support each other.
Of course. And in terms of, you know, the highlights then, because, you know, that as you identified, it's not particularly evident to the consumer or the fan like me, but there have been struggles, but it has been a huge success. And it's a label that's beloved by celebrity to royalty and everybody in between. So what have been the highlights at your time over 15 years now at the helm of Roxanda?
Well, yes, there have been many. I think that's the beauty of doing this job. I feel so privileged and so lucky to do a job that was actually always my passion. I think to actually be involved in something that blurs boundary in what is the private life, what is the work, because it is a huge joy to do it. Again, you know, totally feel spoiled and privileged to be able to do it. And there have been many highlights. I think the first highlight is definitely meeting the most incredible, extraordinary people along the way. And this would start with my tutor back at St. Martin's, Louise Wilson, who helped me so much and was such a wonderful support and a big champion of my work, but also very, very unusual personality, very unique and very individual. And starting with her and then going through many, many other people, it would be hard to mention some because, as I said, it starts with a team that is here that I'm working with in my office to different people that I met along the way. So that's definitely the biggest highlight. Then, you know, in terms of like a professional highlights, it's possibly opening of my Mount Street store in here in London, designed by wonderful Sir David Ajay. It's again another incredible project that brought me so much joy, and I felt very proud that at the time, you know, being kind of independent designer and still a small label, to be able to kind of have a shop in one of the most prestigious streets in London. And then also all the inspirational women that wore me. I feel very, very proud when I see women wearing me. And when I say this, I don't just refer to celebrities. I think other women in my life are just as important, women on the streets that I even don't even know, but when I see them wearing me, there is this incredible sense of pride and almost like a proof that I did things the right way. Mm. Because, you know, my idea was to reach out to women to open their hearts, to make them understand who I am, what I like, and to make them part of my community, and to kind of be privileged to know that my community is so big and it's everywhere around the world. I think it's a huge success for me personally.
It's funny. We've spoken to so many newer, younger designers, you know, at the very start of their business. And they all speak about that time when they see somebody wearing their label on the street, and the rush of that and the thrill of that. Is that something that never goes away?
It really never goes away, I must say. And also what I love is just to see my clothing kind of taking another life and women styling it and wearing it in their own way. Because I think the most important person, the most important thing about the garment is the person that is wearing it and the personality of the person that is wearing it. And just to see that diversity, and now actually not just women, you know, obviously men as well, you know, wearing my creations, it's just wonderful. It's the best, as I said, the best present that I got from doing this job.
And your label has been in operation for over 15 years. And, you know, that industry has changed dramatically during that time, more in the last year than ever before. What do you think the future looks like for fashion designers?
Well, I think that it's been very interesting year, this 2020, that kind of really shifted fashion in a humongous way, and for good, I would say. So some of the things that, you know, like in the past, for example, it was enough for a designer to have incredible ideas and incredible fresh approach to fashion. But I think now it became more about that. It's really about actually saying something positive with your designs, changing the perception, changing the industry, helping the planet. It's much more than just design. I think we have the platform that we are communicating to our customer, we are communicating to the world. And I think it's very, very important to use the platform to say and change certain things for better. So I'm very optimistic, you know, when I look into the future and the future of designers, because it is about craft, it is about art, it is about creating things that are meaningful, that are saying something, but also things that are changing future for better.
It's a very important platform and one that you use so well. So we've spoken about it. It's been a tough year, it's been a tricky year, but there is light around the corner and Christmas is on the way. So what's that like in your household?
Oh, incredible. I think we are all waiting for Christmas, waiting for that first December so that we can put up our Christmas tree. That we can enjoy for so, but I know that we can enjoy for much longer this year than normal. Like normally I would be too busy to kind of do that too early. So I kind of feel the time of getting the family together, getting those wonderful moments, you know, of being at home, enjoying things, enjoying life. Those small moments of reading the books together or cooking together in a kitchen or, you know, toasting to something positive. I think they're more precious this year than ever before. And I think that we will all have different Christmas, maybe not as festive, not as big as we used to have, but certainly Christmas that we will appreciate more and that will be special. And it is important that we understand how special it is, because it's the moment that celebrates life, celebrates family, celebrates all the good things that are out there. And I think we should definitely make the most out of it.
Absolutely. And a Viva Glam in every stocking.
Absolutely. Viva Glam in every stocking for sure.
Well, listen, Roxana, it's been a joy to speak to you and something I was really looking forward to. So thank you so much for joining us on the Brian Thomas podcast.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And lots of love to all of your listeners and to all of your customers and to everybody in Ireland.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Brian Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brian Thomas on Instagram for more updates.